The Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, the new Perek Chovis. Zog the Mishnah Chovis and Nishbaro Matzilin the Menu Mozen Shalosh Sudas. If you have a barrel that broke on Shabbos, now the food is dripping or falling, spilling out. So Matzilin the Menu, you can save Mozen Shalosh Sudas. You can save the amount that you need for three Sudas. Now the reason why you can save three Sudas and not more than that, so Rashi right away says, you can even save the three sudas, even if you have numerous kelim. The ilu bechad mona, if it's one kli, so amrina bechol kis v'akoydes, Daf Kuf Chav said, the kamed the boy matzi, you can save as much as you want in one kli. The chiddush over here is, that in one kli you can do much more. But if you want to be matzil more than one kli, so then it's only a max amount of three sudas. Now, what's the reason that they said you cannot save more than three sudas, is because since a person is bol al memoinoi, a person is very concerned, so we're choshed that he'll be misaken his kli. That means, if you know he can only save three sudas, so this is what you can do. If it's free for all, so then he's going to come, he's going to fix the kli. Another chash is, he might come to go to Rosh Hashanah and bring other kalim to save it. If there's a limit, you can save 10 sudas, so I need more kalim, I'll bring from Rosh Hashanah more kalim. But if you know it, you're limited, so you're not going to go be over, so it's a chash, that's what we said, only gimel sudas. Now, the Ramah says, and really based on the Tosis and Kufri Zayin, that if, let's say, you only have a little crack, where things are falling out, tip-tip, Tosis says. Little droplets are coming out. So over there, a person is not bol al-mamoinoi. So over there, there is taka no shir, how much you can save. You can save taka more than gimel sudas. The whole thing gimel sudas is because you're bol. If it's not relevant because it's droplets that are coming out, so then you can save more than that. Now, this din of gimel sudas is only because at the onset of Shabbos, you didn't have the suda yet. But let's say it's Shabbos morning, you already had the Friday night Suda, then you can only save base Sudas. If it's after the morning Suda, you can only save one Suda. The Mishabura brings in Shin Lamed Hey, he says that if a person is Ragil to drink Yayin, Beina Sudas, and the barrel has wine, so then there's a tzad that maybe you can be Matzamo. But Pashtas, it's the Gimel Sudas, and as many as you had, that's how many you have left, that's how many you can save. Zok the Mishabaita Voim Lacherim, Boyu Vitzilu Lachem. And likewise, you can tell other people, you, each individual, save for yourself Gimel Sudas. Now the Mishabura says that for them also, there's a dim pashas of Gimel Sudas. But the Maisa, that's what we paskin. But the Piska Rid says that for Acherim, for others, there's no din of Gimel Sudas. It's only for people that are bol amamoinom. It's not their money. It's not their property. It's not their food items. So for them, there's no din of chashash of bol that they might come to fix the kli, or they might come to bring more kalim. So by them, there's no shir gimel sudas. By them, it could be more also. V'oim alachem, don't say how many. It says, v'oim alachem. So Rashi says, kol echad mozen gimel sudas. Rashi clearly says that, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings. But l'mayis, the Piska Rid, from the Mashmoyis of the Mishnah, don't say just as v'oim alachem. Hatzilu lachem. So Rashi says, lachem means gimel. Piska Rid says, lachem can even mean more because they're not bol. Zog the Mishnah weiter, uvelvach lo yispoig. What you cannot do is take a sponge. Zog Rashi, if let's say it's wine that's dripping out, shlo yosim spoig b'makom hayayin. Don't take a sponge and scoop up and absorb the wine. And what you do is wine that's absorbed in the sponge. Lachzor v'lahatifoy b'kli. And now you take and you squeeze it back into a kli, or you put it back into a kli without squeezing. Gzeres hami yischait. Because you might come to be soichet. Schita, we know, is told the dosh. Meaning, really, schita is mefarik. You're taking it away from the place that it's in. And mefarik is told the dosh. So, meila, that's the chash. So, meila, you're not allowed to likewise take a sponge. Now, based on the Gemara we had before, last parak, over there we learned that if there's no beis achizah, if there's no yad, there's no handle, so then, there's a psik reish, even if Shimon agrees, that you'll squeeze with your hands. That's if you have a sponge to clean up a table and clean it up. So we said, if there's no beis achizah, there's a chashash that you'll squeeze, even according to Reb Shimon, because of psik reish. So either you can learn this Rashi that we're talking about, because when there's no handle, then it's a psik reish of schita. So here we're saying there's a chashash of squeezing, so you have to say that here we're talking about that there is no sponge. There is no handle, I mean. So then there's a chashash on the sponge that you might come to squeeze. Tosis Behedya is not like that. Zok Tais on the top. Chovis. Uvavach lo yispoik. Afilo yesh to oi beis achiz, even if it has a handle. The lekach shash shchita, where there's no shash shchita. Also, can afaz b'mavo shal yasek kadech shayasek b'choil. The Gemara is going to say, we'll see soon the Gemara, that the problem is, shal yasek kadech shayasek b'choil. So that's not because of shchita. Rach says clearly because of shchita. The sponge is pashas shchita. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say shchita. The Mishnah says uvach lo yispoik. Rashi says, because of Chash Chita. Tais says it's Uvde Nechol. So, what's Pshat in Rashi? So, the Ritva says that the Gemara is only going on the case of Shemen. We'll see in the next case, not going on Yayin. So, by Yayin, Ein Echanami. Shemen is going on Uvde Nechol. But Yayin would Taka be Beschita. Meaning, Rashi would learn the Mechalik between Shemen and Yayin. Because Rashi is saying Schita that's going on Yayin, and Shemen is Uvde Nechol. That's how the Ritva wants to say. Lemaisa, the Rambam says clearly that uvde dechoil and shele yischait is one thing. Don't do something which is uvde dechoil because you might come to be soichet. So, mel, it's not shver according to Rashi, but
so you differentiate between wine and oil.
Yeah, you wanted the Ritva wants to differentiate that the Gemara is going to say that shemen it says shele yasek kadech shoyse bechoil, but yayin leoilam it's because of schita. Yain is because of schita. You might come to be seichedit. Shemen, you take in your hand and you scoop it in your hand and then you pour it back onto a kli. There's no schita over there. Yain is a problem of schita. Yeah. Even according to Reb Shimon, the Gemara said a psikresha, even if you're not mechavan, it's a psikresha. That's a kuponim. If you learn it, that's without a handle. Toys says even with a handle because uvdu lechoil. But Rashi learns. According to Rashi, it's going dafka without a handle and according to Reb Shimon, correct. Now, Chassam Sofer, the Achronim and Chassam Sofer want to say a little different. They want to say that over here, Rashi would agree that even with a handle, it's also. Adi Gemara before said with a handle, it's not a problem of Shash Chita. Because over there, we're talking about cleaning your table. So there's a chash, you might come to squeeze if you don't have a handle. But if you have a handle, you have no interest in the material. It's water that you clean the table with. Over here, we're talking about squeezing wine. Wine is something that you want. So the chashash, you might come to squeeze to retain the wine and to use it. So that's why over here it's different. Cleaning a table only without a handle is a chashash chita. Over here, even with a handle, because you're interested in the wine. So maybe it's a chashash chita. Meaning, some sefer says it depends what the content of the material, what you're being absorbing in the sfoig, if it's yayin or if it's mayim, the nafkamina is the chash shchita that's only negeya by something that you want to retain by yayin. Now the Mishnah continues the gabri din shchita. Ein sechten es aperes loitz men mashkin. You can't squeeze fruits in order to take out the mashkin. Why? Because it's mefarik, which is told in the dosh. Vim yotzi me'atzman. If let's say the liquid comes out on its own, asurin, then it's taka also. Now we're talking about that you want the mashkin, so it's also. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it depends what it is. What did you gather these fruits for? Im lo oichlin, if the fruits are meant for eating, for consumption, for food, so then hayoytze men mutter. Then there's no chash that you're going to now squeeze the rest of the fruit because you never stored these fruits or never gathered these fruits in order to take out the juice. I'm not happy with squeezed out. I want to eat the apple. I don't want apple juice. If it's lemons that you meant to make lemon juice after Shabbos, but now it's squeezed out, so then you might come to squeeze more. Hayotzman is also. So Rabbi Yehuda's mechalik dependent on what type of food item it is. If it's lemashkin, it's also. If it's oichlin, it's mutter. Chachomim say, Tanakama says, im yotzi me'atzman asurin, that it's also in any instance. Zog the Mishnah weiter, chalos dvash, if you have honeycombs. So honeycombs, you have to first remove, you have to be megasek. Sheriska mev Shabbos. So the risik was done before Shabbos. This removing it from, it's like a gdule kaka. That was done before Shabbos. Once you did the maize risuk, Zog drashi, chalos dvash, ma'achashem merusokin, they're ready merusok and cut from the foundation, from the honeycombs. So mev Shabbos, v'yotzi ma'atzmon asurin. So here there's no chash that you're going to actually squeeze, because you don't squeeze honeycombs. But if the yotzi me'atzmon, even if the honey comes out on its own, it's osa. But Rabbi Eliezer is mater. Zogt Rashi, ve'ein dech l'sechtoi. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer says, it's mutter. Hilk Rabbi Eliezer mater. Why the chom asa? L'mais is not derech to be sechtoi, you don't squeeze it. It's because the gzera, you might come to merask on Shabbos. Ve'chom ha'oysin gzera, otu she'en brusokin. If they're not merusik before Shabbos, and that's the machlokes. being merasik it, that causes the honey to flow out. That would be also. But because the etzim cutting, but once it's cut before Shabbos, so there's no chash of schita. That's pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. Chum say no. Gzeira otim lusok enim lusokin. Zok di gemara tana lo yispoik biyayin. A person that is not allowed to use a sponge for wine. Vole yitapech b'shemen, and you cannot put your palm and the shemen being on you, and then you're mekaneach on the svas of a kli. Now, why by shemen can't you? That's how Ritva learns. Because the Gemara is saying, Shleyaseno, yes, yasik, the actual Isaac Bechoil. So the Ritva learns is only going on shemen. It's medukta gestickle. You'll yisbuk be ayin. That may be because it's chita. Well, you tapek be shemen, Shleyaseno, the actual Isaac Bechoil. Tosa learns not like that. Because Tosa learns the Mishnah that Uvachle Yisbuk is even if it has a base achiza, where there's no chash of schita for any food item. It doesn't the friendship between yayin and shemen. Like the Gemara says, ask the Akshay's Bechol. So Tosa learns, lo yispek b'yam, lo yitach b'shemen, she'asek the Akshay's Bechol. It's a din of Uvdi L'chol. The Ritva learns that no, the Uvdi L'chol is only going on the Shemen part, but lo'olam the yayin is schita. Zog the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon. Tanu Rabbonon is pasgul lo'y peiros b'chotzel. If a person's fruits were spread out into the chotzel, Melakat al yad, you can only collect them one by one. Voichel. So there's different gesoys here to your garbage that you oichel. That means you collect them and then you eat it. Avalolitecha sal, avalolitecha kupa. But you cannot connect them in a basket or in a kupa. Shaloyasik dech shoysa bechoil. Here again we find similarly, as uvdin dechoil. So what is the reason why you can't do it in a kupa and only one by one? So as the machlokes is showing him what the yesoid in the uvdu dechoil is over here, that it's osa to do this. The Rambam learns, because uvdu dechoil, there's different categories of uvdu dechoil. We have gemaras that say uvdu dechoil is as tichy yesera. Over here, it seems to imply it's because you might come to do a melacha. And that's how we learned before, possibly also, the Rambam learned why it's lo yisbaik and uvdu dechoil is not a stira. Because you might end up coming out to squeeze if you do an uvdu dechoil. So here also, the Rambam learns that you shouldn't do this gathering if you're doing it in a salon in a kupa and not one by one, because then you do it like uvdu dechoil, and then you might come to be ma'amer, or to ma'amer, looking or to a melacha. The melacha will be ma'amer. Tosa says that we're not goyres oichel, neither the loygasin of a oichel. The difference is, only in the sal it's also as uvdir choil. But if it's in the tech kapoy, then it's mutter. And it's not the vort is not because of oichel or not, the vort is well, how are you collecting it? Other Rishonim say the Ramban says the uvdir choil is you might come to deboirer, because after all, if you have fruits outside sitting in the dirt, you might come to deboirer. You might separate the dirt from the floor that's on the fruits from the fruits. So mele the uvdir choil, which will end up being the malacha boirer. Tosa is saying you're not goyres v'oichel. Now this will be totally in the Ramban, because the Ramban says that the chash is that you might come to be boirer when you collect it from the floor. There's psoilus in there. Now, why is it only a chash that you might come to be boirer? Why is it not boirer be'etzem? So he says, it's not boirer because at the end of the day, you're eating it right away. It's derech achilosoi. That's ba'oichel. And that's when there's no chash of boirer. Plus, it's biyad and miyad. So we see clearly that it's totally in the gears of oichel or not. The Ramban is saying that you are gears ba'oichel. And that's good for why it's not boirer. It's only a gzeira otu that you might come to be boirer in a different instance. You're not allowed to squeeze the fruits. And we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. Tanakama says, all food items. Rabbi Yehuda's machalik. If you gather them la'oichlin, then that comes out on its own is muta. And if it's you gather the mashkin, then it's also. Everyone agrees you can't squeeze. The question is now it came out on its own. Im yotz me'atzman Tanakama says asurin. Rabbi Yehuda says depends. Zog the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Moidoi Rabbi Yehuda agrees, L'chachomim, Bezeisim Vanovim, olives and grapes, those are, he agrees to the Chachomim, that it's also when the liquid comes out, emanates on its own, because though they're meant for liquid, grapes are meant for grape juice, olives are meant for olive oil. My timer, what's the reason? Kevin de l'schita ninu yoiv date. Meaning, even if you gather them lachila, it's irrelevant. But roiv zeisim anovim, I meant l'schita. So mele z'chshash, now that the mashkin came on its own, so you'll decide, you know what, it's not a bad idea. Let me take a squeeze the juice out of it. The mashkin that came out, it's pretty tasty. So the z'chshash, you might yoiv date, you might come to squeeze yourself. Look at food items. That means grapes are to eat. Olives are to eat olives. The halach is like a beauty by other peiros, meaning that if they're not meant for squeezing, then that which goes out on its own is takamuta. The halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda by Zeisim v'Anovim. That means Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that Zeisim v'Anovim, the mashka that zov is muta. That means, not like we said before, that Rabbi Yehuda agreed to the Chachomim by Zeisim v'Anovim that the mashka yoytzimem would be osa. Because it's meant l'shtiyo or akoponim, even if you gather it l'achila, but you kind of enjoy the liquid that comes out. No. Ein aloch kabidu zeis v'anovim, but rather, even if it's oymet l'achila, still it's going to be osa. The mashka hazom imenu is osa, even if it's oymet l'achila, it doesn't make a difference. Aloch is not like kabidu by zeis v'anovim, that he hold that it's muta, but rather, it's osa, even if it's oymet l'achila. At the end of the day, mashka came out of it, so mela it's osa. That means, even though it's a food item, still, we say it's osa. Because ein aloch gabida b'zeis v'anovim, and even if it's oymed l'achila, the mashka that zov mehem is osa.
So what, is it a food or not food item?
No, what is the metzias?
I mean, depends what you want.
How do you look at it? Yeah. This stomach of, so Rabbi Yehuda says, depends what you gathered it for. Question is, certain items are be'etzim. Are be'etzim, you're noches. That means if you have, let's say lemons are always for lemon juice. So that's what most of the majority of lemons are for. Oranges for orange, let's say. So then if you have it, you see it squeezing, oh, you might, that's good. You took a sip. Let me use some more for my tea. So the chash, you'll come to me. Meaning that it's stomach for liquid. That are meant for consumption. Apples. That's not meant for apple juice. So those, the Chum agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, that they are mutter, stomach, that's the liquid that comes out on its own. He designated something else, but the stomach, he's saying it's mutter. So if that's the case, if Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Chum and Chum agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, so what's the machlaikas? Frag the Gemara, Omale Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Abba, Ela b'may pligi, so what's the machlaikas? Omale lechi tishkach. If you're ma'ayin, and you harv, and you'll find, you'll see there's a difference. Zog the Gemara, Omale Rav Nachem by Yitzchok, what is the machlokes? What's the lechitishkach? Mistavra betutim v'gemoinim pligi. The machlokes is by strawberries and by pomegranates. Strawberries and pomegranates is iffy. It's iffy. Great territory. What is the stomach of strawberries and pomegranates? By strawberry juice? Pomegranate juice? Today's very healthy. Pomegranate juice, right? Pam or no? It's stomach lachila. That is the machlokes. Zog the Gemara, the Tanya. We find a b'raisa, zeisim shemoshem and shemen. If you have olives that you took, made olive oil out of, that came out of, olive oil came out, emanated. V'anovim shemoshem and yayin, v'chnison, bein lo'icha, bein l'mashkin, ha'yoytzemen, osa. That means, zeisim shemoshem and shemen. If you have zeisim, Zash says, zov me'alein, that on its own, not that you squeezed it. Zeisim, that olive oil came out of it on its own. Anovim, that yayin came out on its own. V'chnison, and it's irrelevant what you gathered, what you collected it for. Bein lo'oicha, bein lo'mashkin, yoytzim and osa. Why? Because tam zeisim anovim are meant for liquid. So it doesn't make difference when you gathered it for oichel. Tutim shemoshchem en mayim, if you have strawberries, that the liquid came out on its own. V'rimoinim, or pomegranate shemoshchem en yayin. Yayin is called, Rashi calls, the yayin of rimoinim is called yayin. The kiyua, it's called yayin v'alkoponim, that juice, pomegranate juice, v'chnisan lo'ichlin. So if you gather it for food items, hayoytzmen muta, then if it comes out on its own, it's muta. Lemashkin, if it's meant for liquids, ulistam, or you don't have any specific specifications for it, hayoytzmen also, because then you look at it, that stomach is lemashkin, by strawberries and rimoinim. So that's Shitz Rabbi Yehuda. And that's where we're going to say the Machlokes of Bin Rabbanan is. By stomach of Tutim Rimoinim. V'chachomim oimrin, Bein la oichlin, bein la mashkin. It doesn't make a difference what you gathered it for. Hayoytzemen osar. So we see clearly in Machloikas that by tutim v'demoinim, the according to Rabbi Yehuda, that only when it's la oichlin it's muta, but if it's la mashkin or la stoma it's osar. And Chachamim say no, even if you gathered la oichlin, still it's going to be osar because it's irrelevant that you gathered l'oichlin. Rabbi Yehuda, only when it's l'mashkin or stoma, then it's osa. But if it's l'oichlin, it's muta. But according to Chachomim, they're more machmir, like in the Mishnah, machmir, this is the machlokes. They're machmir in a case when you gathered it l'oichlin, it's still going to be osa. We look at it like zeisim banovim, that it doesn't make a difference what you gathered it for. There's a chashash that you might kind of enjoy that liquid and come to squeeze.
What about stoma? Could
it be stoma as well? Stoma comes to Abirut, says Bryce clearly says, Lamashkin ulistam is yoytzemen osa. The Gemara is going to ask in the next sugya that Sover Rabbi Yehuda stam is osa. We're going to have a whole new shaila in a sugya of Cholavisha. But Rabbi Yehuda holds stam is osa, and the Chachomim say that la'oichlin is muta, and according to Chachomim, la'oichlin is also going to be osa. So that's the sugya of Schita. That's how we Pashas learn the sugya. Lamaisa other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba, they learn the issa is not the Schita. The issa is the noilat, meaning when you're machnisit la'achila, ichrisim la'achila, so you look at it as a food item. So even though liquids come out of it, it's not called noilat because it's considered that it's mashka. It's not considered noilat, meaning mashka from oichel. Since you gather it la'achila, we look at it as oichel mitach oichel. Oichel mitach oichel is not called noilat. Masha enkein, if you ichrisim, lemashka. If you gather the mashka, so then that which emanates from it, we look at it as mashka. So then it's mashka, because then it's mashka mitach oichel. Then it's noilat, because it's mashka mitach oichel. Meaning it's not because of a gzera schita. Rashi learns the sukkah of gzera schita. If it comes out on its own, so then it went to what you gathered it for, so then you might come to squeeze more. The Ramban, other Rishonim learn that it's a sugi of noilat. So that means, if you gather it la'oichel, we look at it as oichel, so that means what comes out of it is oichel mitach oichel, because you gathered la'oichel. But if you gather it la'mashka, so then we look at it as noilat, it's mashka coming out of oichel. So then we attack it be also because it is a noilat, not because of the chashash schita, like Rashi wants to say. Now the Gemara said that machlokes is by tutim v'rimoinim. The Gemara said l'chitishkach. If you're ma'ayin in the sugya, you'll see it. So Rashi bavorns, why is being ma'ayin in the sugya? This is b'feresh b'raisa. The machlokes is by tutim v'rimoinim. Zog Rashi the b'maskev v'chomer emrim v'hodan ok rav nachman lishad the mistavra. Why is it only chedok v'tishkach the mistavra? The machlokes in tutim v'rimoinim v'lomah behedya the b'tutim v'rimoinim pligi. L'chayit b'feresh b'raisa. Zog Rashi no. V'shem nikol meima pligi b'tutim v'rimoinim buadin l'shaperes. Meaning that be'etzem chachomim argan Rabbi Yehuda also by other paris. The Brisa says tutim v'rimoinim is to tell us that Rabbi Yehuda is meikel even by tutim v'rimoinim. But who are then the lemaisa the argument by shah paris too? So there won't be a raya from this lashon of Brisa. That's why it's the chidayik v'tishkach. It's only a lashon of mistavla. The next sugya Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that does Rabbi Yehuda hold the Sover Rabbi Yehuda stam osa? That's a new sugi the Gemara is going to ask. That stoma we see from Cholavisha, that stoma should not be osa. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Omid Beis.